Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. All right, welcome to The Sojo Show, everybody. We have a very, very special episode for you today. And we are here with our Sojo Academy members. Well, first off, I'm here with Jen. So say hello,
yay,
Jen.
I'm here.
And we have about 30, 35-ish Sojo Academy members. And we are asking them to share how they remember the Lord's works in their lives. So we are taking it on faith that some of them are going to step up and talk.
Well, let me give a little background as to why this topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, and this was an impromptu chat. We literally just decided to do this chat. And so I'm so impressed to see all of your beautiful faces. But what we are doing in Sojo Academy, we've done a Bible study this month on Joshua chapters 1-6. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that's what we've been doing. And we had a member mission. Okay, so we're doing a challenge basically at the end of each month to help us implement what we're learning. And our member mission this month was on creating stones of remembrance. And as AJ just said, they are to commemorate God's faithfulness in our lives. And we've talked about stones of remembrance on the podcast a couple of podcasts ago, or maybe last week. I don't know when. At some point, go listen to it. No, it was at least two, because we talked about circumcision between. But anyway, we talked about stones of remembrance. And so we are kind of putting that in action with our members. So what we're going to ask is we're going to go and we're going to read out some of the comments that people are saying for sure. But if anyone wants to come on with your voice, it will not be video, but it will be your voice because they're listening to us in their ears. Go ahead and let us know, hit that raise hand button and we will listen. We will call you on. But this challenge has been so encouraging for me to see. Number one, it's very creative, and I love seeing how people are interpreting it creatively, but also just as a reminder of God's grace in our lives. We all need that reminder. We all need that reminder.
Yes, we do. Now, see, you should have done the intro and just skipped me altogether.
No.
I'm just saying.
I just want to know why we're randomly asking them.
And this is the difference between Jen and myself. So if you guys haven't figured it out yet, there you go.
I'm the talker in the group. Is that what you're saying?
It's not a bad thing. All right. So who wants to talk
now the rest of the time and see what happens? How about that?
Well, hopefully there will be others here who want to share. I know you guys have things to say.
Okay, let me go while we are waiting. I'm going to go to our community and look at a couple of things that were done here. Okay, hold on.
Yes, I'm trying to pull that up actually too, because we had so many comments and ways people are setting up their stones of remembrance.
Okay, so it's hard to see these things because you're listening to us as a podcast, but just imagine for a minute. Close your eyes and imagine. So Tara has created this beautiful poster. It's a poster with mountains in the background and the large 12 stones, okay, in the front of the mountains. And she's put them on the poster. And so she will be writing in the stones her remembrance, her details of the faithfulness of God. That's one thing that she has done. We have another member, Jennifer, who is using a whiteboard, a magnetic whiteboard, and has put rocks on it with words that are keywords of what God has done in her life. So just like one word each, which is really cool.
Nice.
Nancy has a jar filled with colored notes. There's a couple of women that have a jar filled with colored notes, and that they add to the jar to make it a colorful, beautiful jar. And it is an ongoing mission. Alyssa has an interesting take on this, where she has chosen 12 people that are blessings in her life. She picked a Bible verse that reminds her of that person, And then she draws a piece of art surrounding that, and she's giving it to them as gifts. And I tell you what, it's just absolutely beautiful to see what she's done. And can you just imagine what a gift that is? That's such a gift.
Mm-hmm. I see something in here from Delina, and she has stones. Like, she's got one stone here that's dated January 1994. And on the back, it says, "God's wooing my soul begins." So that marked a time in her life when God used a tragedy to start to woo her to him. And she has this from 1994. So she literally has a stone with that written on it.
Well, I see a couple of people that are going to come on. Fred Esmina has said that she has a bowl, a beautiful bowl with stones on there with scripture verses on there. And she is answering 15 lessons with understanding in, I think, in the Bible study. That's a cool way to do it too. We'll go through more if there's a lull, because there's so much here. But Sarah, come on more. Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
I am making this a family project.
Yes.
Because my kids.
As you do. Sarah, you are so good at incorporating your kids in your study.
I was a big spender. I spent 97 cents at Walmart on a composition notebook and a dollar at the dollar store for stone patterned shelf liner. And I covered it, like, Jen, your video about covering for a prayer journal.
Yep.
And I am including pictures of rocks, that my kids love to take pictures of rocks, and hymn lyrics like "Rock of Ages" and "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And we're going to write scriptures in there. And the point is, this is going to live with our family devotions that we do every night. And so every night, as part of family devotions, my husband and my children and I will discuss if there's anything that we want to add to it.
Love that.
That is so awesome. I love involving the children, because that, as we've seen in scripture, Joshua, all over the Psalms, like, sharing those with the next generation is part of why we're to remember these things.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really powerful.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the purposes of it. I love that. And Sarah has done so many projects with her kids that I think it's inspiring for those of you listening that have children. You can incorporate just about anything you're doing in your Bible study, and you can incorporate your children into that at their age level. And that not only encourages them, but honestly, it feeds your own soul to see your children yearning after God in those ways. So thank you for sharing that. Love that.
Yep.
Nicole.
Hello there. I am really enjoying this exercise. I was a bit lost for a while how to do it, but then I remembered I had all these really pretty little tiles that I had for another project lying around. I got like heaps of them, and my husband bought me some beautiful markers for Christmas. So I have been writing beautiful things on these little stones, which are going to look so pretty on my mantle somewhere. The prompts in the workbook on page 27 were so helpful, like thinking about how I came to faith in Christ, how I've stumbled and fallen, how God has disciplined me, those sorts of things. And then your suggestion to just a brief summary, like two words, how to do it. So I've got all these things here, like seeking comfort when I was going through. And then on the back, it says, through my infertility grief, God's presence. I've got seeking provisions. I've got on the back when my husband was made redundant and the verse that got me through. So I've got all these beautiful seeking this, seeking that. And I know on the back is the answer. It's just I just love that I can just pick one up and go, I need provision. What's he done for me? You know, not to be like slot machine God or anything, but just to encourage and remind myself of what he's done for me in the past, and knowing that he doesn't change, I can rely on him in the future. So thank you. Just loving this project, and it's going to be so pretty.
You know, Nicole, one of the things you said, I want to kind of hone in on just a second, is when you were saying these are specific instances in your life in which God answered a specific prayer. And I love how you said not to make God a slot machine, right? because here's the cool thing about this. We can remember God's faithfulness in these small things because we all have them. We all have these instances in which God was faithful to us in these things that are temporal, right? These temporal things, our finances, our job, our health, whatever it might be. But what that points us to first and foremost is not that, oh, that means that he's going to answer my next temporal need, right? What that points us to is the fact that I have a faithful God who has promised me that he will keep me to the end. He will hold me to the end. And I am promised the reward that comes at eternity, right? That is my ultimate reward. That is where he is the most faithful. And even if the front of my stone on seeking X, Y, or Z stays the only thing I see, and I don't have an answer on the back for that particular problem, I can still trust in his faithfulness and knowing that one day I will be home and I will stand before him.
Mm-hmm. And remembering that his ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than ours, we oftentimes don't understand and we can't see what he's doing. That's the reason he asks us to exercise our faith. We can't see what he's doing. We have to trust that he is, though.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that, Nicole. It's a good reminder. Okay, Kim. Hello, friend.
Hello. I can't say that I have a lot of things to remember. So I'm moving forward. From Sunday, I print out the spiritual journal month by month. And then every day I intentionally look for things that God has done for me. Like today, that friend of mine that we've all been praying for that has cancer, she called me this morning. And I got to speak to her, and I'm actually going to get to see her tomorrow through Zoom. And I know that's a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kim, you know, I love that because that is such an important part of remembering, is writing down the here and now so that we can look back on it. I think that's why AJ and I love journaling and documenting so much. Mm-hmm. And we can look back on these things. So you may not be able to think back on too many things, which probably if we pray and the Holy Spirit will prompt you to remember things. But even if not, you can look forward because you're documenting his faithfulness today.
Mm-hmm. So, well, like you said, Kim, it's noticing. You know, I think when we start to have this habit of intentionality regarding remembering what God has done, it prompts us to notice in the moment what's happening. Like, how is he speaking to me? How is he working in the lives of those around me? How is he using me? How is he giving me those words that I need to say in the moment that I need them? You know, without us being deliberate about that, we can go through our days and not realize God is right there with us. He's doing what he said he will do. And when we notice that and we record it, then we have that record from now on. So that's a really powerful habit you're cultivating.
Yeah. And you know, Susan in the chat has mentioned something that I think fits very nicely with that, with what you're doing, Kim. And she is thinking of two jars. She's got two jars of stones. One is for the things that are already received, and the other is thanking God in advance for her current needs and for the answer to her current needs. And I think that this is a great way to think of it. We are constantly praising him for what he has done, but also for what we know that he will do. And again, I'm not talking about temporary stuff. I'm not talking about that he's going to get you a new house and a new car or even make you healthy. He may not in this life. Those are not promised to you. But what is promised to you and what is promised is that one day you will have everything you could ever desire. All right. This doesn't really have to do with the stones of remembrance, but I'm going to comment on this. I'm going to bring this up anyway, because someone in our community mentioned this. They were reading about God rolling away the reproach of Egypt. In chapter 5, we talked about this, I think, a week or two ago. And she looked up the definition of it. And the definition of rolling in the Webster Dictionary is to cause to revolve, to impel forward by turning over and over as if on an axis, a point on which something centers. It struck me that if we keep God at the center of our lives, our faith in that center causes us to move forward in our walk and in our lives. And that's just a really cool picture. I mean, you know, God is he's not only the center, he is our all in all. He is everywhere. He is our everything. And when he is that everything, that axle, so to speak, then our faith carries us forward. I love that. I just like that analogy. So I mentioned this before, someone in the group, no, not on the podcast, someone in the group was talking about how when she was doing this project, it was convicting, but not crushing. I'm convicted, but not crushed. It cuts deep, but I'd rather be cut by the sword, by the sharp sword of God's word than the dull one of the enemy. And I think that this is important as we are reading God's word to know that it, you know, it does convict, right? Mm-hmm. It convicts, but it does not crush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Always. And as the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, and they are not to harm us, but to heal us.
Yeah. All right, Pam, I see your hand. Come on.
Okay. So I really struggled with this because I think I'm creative. I'm not really creative. And the other day, I usually get up in the morning early and have a cup of coffee and just sit in the dark and talk to God. My mind is whirling. And he gave me this thought that to take Deuteronomy 4:9 about not letting these things fade away, but to tell your future generations. And so I got thinking about what was my past. How did I come to know the Lord? And so I went through all my old pictures and found pictures of my grandma and my great aunt and my mom and dad. And then on my husband's side, his grandma, his paternal grandma, his maternal grandparents, and then his parents. And then a picture of my husband, because while I was raised in a church, he was the one that asked me if I was saved and did I know Jesus. And I'd never heard that before. And so I came to know the Lord when I was 18, many, many years ago. And so then that was my past. And then my future is Psalm 78:4. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. And on that page, I have my husband and I have four adult children and their families. So I have a picture of each one of the families. And then a picture of my husband and I with our eight grandchildren, and how that will remind me to talk to them about God and how I see God in the sunrises and the sunsets, et cetera. So I think I've got it, and I'm going to keep going. I like the challenge.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Pam. Thank you for sharing. That's so awesome. And you know, it just encouraged my heart to hear the role of your husband in your life, you know, how he just said the right things at the right time to make you ask the right questions. And God used that to bring you to himself. That's awesome. That just really encouraged me.
Yeah. I like too the fact that you had the pictures of those that you love, because it kind of has a dual purpose. It not only reminds you that they are the reason that you are remembering God's faithfulness in an open way so that they will also know his faithfulness, but they are indeed also stones of remembrance. They are an embodiment of God's faithfulness in your life, in the fact that he entrusted you to raise them and to be, you know, to be in their lives now and to, you know, to partner with them in the case of your husband. And just that is a blessing. That is a faith. That's a faithful act of God in and of itself. So I think you got it completely, Pam. And then you've gotten some comments that says that you definitely are creative. So there you go. There you go.
Yeah. Well, and also Cindy left something. I know we're getting close to our time here, but Cindy left a comment that we really want to not miss out on. She says, my Stones of Remembrance is on the shelf by my front door. So here's another really good idea. That way, when I leave the house, I'm reminded that he will be with me throughout the day, and it's a visual reminder of what he has done. Also, when someone asks me what it's about, it's another opportunity to share his grace. Yeah. So it's kind of like the wall art on your wall. You know, it's kind of like a witness to people who come into your home. This jar of stones is a witnessing or sharing opportunity for her for, you know, just giving testimony to the Lord's goodness in her life. So that's a really great idea.
And Cindy has a photo of that in the group, if anybody hasn't seen it, and it's right over her coffee bar. So when she gets coffee in the mornings, she's staring right at those stones that are stacked up on a shelf. I love it. I love it.
Isn't that awesome? So many great ideas in the group.
It is. Okay. So I think this was encouraging. This was good. I have been super encouraged by just the ideas that have come forward, but also just the fact that you guys helped me remember the faithfulness of God in my life and really to the world in general, and his goodness and his grace to us. So we hope to continue to do that as we continue to share and grow in his word.
Yep, absolutely. So thanks everybody for being here. Thanks for you who are our podcast listeners. We appreciate your time as well. We hope you've gotten a glimpse of what it's like inside Sojo Academy, and you're always welcome to check us out and join us for this month's study.
Absolutely. And for our Sojo friends, we will see you in the community. Hey friend, it's Jen.
And AJ.
And we have a quick favor to ask.
If we have made you smile on this podcast,
or encouraged you in any way,
or hey, if you're just a kind person,
will you take a moment to leave a 5-star rating for this podcast?
It takes just a second, but it helps others decide whether to listen to this show or not.
Also, if you're on Apple, please drop us a review. We'd love to hear from you in this way.
Thank you so much. And here's a virtual fist bump coming your way.
Fist bump.